What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
When someone claims musical influences as diverse as the Beatles, Bjork, the Motown Sound and the Carpenters, you're assured that their music won't be anything ordinary. Shelley Harlan's music is indeed extraordinary. Commuting between Sydney, New York and London, she combines a range of influences to create her own unique sound. She joins me on the line today. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you for having me.
How would you describe your musical style?
Really, I would just describe it as honest, no gimmicks, and just from the heart, really. Nothing too complicated.
So you're really playing music that touches your own heart and hoping that that's going to connect with other people.
Yeah, exactly. Not thinking about it too much. Do you know what I mean? Before I create it, just kind of letting it come out of me really naturally, going with my first instinct. And I think those are the things that will connect to people.
You grew up in London. What was the musical flavour at your home as you were growing up?
Actually, a lot of dance music, a lot of electronic music I listened to when I was younger, and we, you know, would go clubbing, and that all changed when I moved to New York. It was just about the live music scene there, so lots of kind of different flavours going on in my mind.
So what was the sort of music that your parents listened to? Because I believe they weren't actually musical themselves, so what sort of music were they into?
They were into a lot of Motown and stuff, so I'd grow up kind of listening to things like that, and Randy Crawford, Fleetwood Mac, so there was lots of sing-alongs going on with my family too, so there was always something playing in the house.
Well, you had those sing-alongs with the family, but when did you first realise that you could actually make a career out of this singing, this something that you love?
Well, it's a funny thing, really, because you never really know yourself that you're a good singer. I mean, you know, you sing along to songs maybe in the shower or something, but you yourself never know that you're actually a good singer. And I think probably the first time I thought, oh, maybe I'm quite good at this, is a karaoke, because I remember singing, I think I sung Hopelessly Devoted to You, but I remember that the whole pub went silent. So I guess that was my first sign that I thought, oh, perhaps I've got a nice voice, you know. So from there, I guess I just realised that people seem to like the tone of my voice. And then when I moved to New York, I started writing, and it all came very, very naturally to me.
So in that karaoke bar, you could have thought, well, I'm either very bad or very good. And thankfully, you realised that you were very good.
Yeah. Maybe I was wrong all the time.
Not at all. Now, you've collaborated with a range of people, and I believe that John Cale from the very influential Velvet Underground commissioned you to do some work with him.
He did, yeah. I met him while living in New York, and I actually met him in a diner downtown and in Manhattan. And he was a great guy, super lovely, but he's got a really strong Welsh accent. And it was quite difficult to understand him at times, and there's kind of only so many times where you can ask him to repeat what he just said. So after a while, I kind of ended up saying yes and hoping that I wasn't saying yes to weird things. But he was a lovely guy, and I actually did some programming for his record. I played some keys and stuff, and he was super nice and paid me double what he was supposed to, so it was very good all around.
Well, that's a bonus. What instruments do you play?
I play a bit of keyboard. I kind of just, I mean, I play a bit of keyboards live, but I mainly kind of just compose everything on the keyboard. So if I hear a bass line, I'll play that on the keyboard, or, you know, like I'll play a drum pattern. I just kind of piece things together that I hear in my mind, and before I know it, I've kind of got a whole song.
So did you have any formal music training?
No, I've never had any training, and often when I'm in the studio, actually, someone will say, oh, can you play an A minor seventh, and I haven't got a clue what they're asking me to do. I just kind of put my fingers on the piano and play what I hear, basically. But often what comes out of that, because I haven't been trained, I do just play what I feel rather than what I'm supposed to play. And often people will, you know, if I'm working with some musicians, they'll say, why did you go from that chord to that chord? That's really weird, you know. But I obviously just kind of haven't got a clue that I wasn't supposed to do that, but it sounds good. So it's kind of good. It works out for me.
Well, I guess that way you don't have any expectations on yourself to have to follow the line that you've been taught all along. So you can create something new and unusual.
Exactly. So it doesn't kind of restrict me in any way. I just go, oh, you know, that sounds good. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, the single Wonder from your forthcoming album, Red Leaf, is now released. Does it give you a bit of a buzz when you turn on the radio and hear your music coming back at you?
Do you know, I haven't had that happen yet. I haven't had that moment yet. I've been so busy. I just came off tour with The Fray, and so I actually haven't been able to kind of check out the radio for a while. So I'm awaiting that moment. I hope it's when I'm in my car, because that would be cool. But it hasn't happened yet.
Now, seeing as you say you write music from the heart and just, you know, what sounds great to you, when you're playing to an audience, how does that feel? Because you're really sharing a bit of yourself and hoping that the audience catches on. I mean, especially, as you say, you've been touring with The Fray. Now, people are heading along to see The Fray. They're not necessarily heading along to see you. So you're having to connect with a crowd that isn't necessarily there to hear your music. How does that work for you?
Well, I mean, it's actually been working really well. It's a great question, because obviously I didn't know the answer to that until just now. And at the moment for the Fray shows, it's just me and James, who plays guitar. So it's as stripped and as naked as it can be. But that was my whole idea behind an album that I was putting together, was that any song that I wrote could be that stripped and could be that naked and still be just as strong. It didn't have to be covered in layers of music, you know, to kind of get across. And so that was the point. And I'm really pleased to feel that it is working, because people are really reacting at the gigs. And, you know, they're kind of even singing along when they haven't even heard the song before. Halfway through, they're singing and they're clapping. And the response has just been really, really great. I couldn't kind of hope for a better response in general all around, so it's great.
It must be a marvellous feeling to go along and knowing that the people are there to see someone else, and yet they're connecting with your music, and hopefully when you start doing some of your own shows, they're going to head along there too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
And how did it come about that you got put on the bill with The Fray? How did the connection happen there?
I just got a call from someone in my team telling me that's what was going down. So I think someone's just doing a really great job. And, I guess through Alberts and Sony, I don't know if they went to The Fray's manager or something, but it was actually, it was after I did a show at The Basement in Sydney in January. It was the next day after the show that someone called and said, hey, you're opening up for The Fray. And I said, fantastic.
Well done. We're, of course, enjoying the single Wonder. Can we expect more of the same, or is it quite a variety that we're going to hear when the album's released?
You know what? It is a variety, but it is also the same. It's not a variety in that you would listen to, you know, one song and then the next song you'd kind of be like, oh, that, you know, that's strange. It's like it's a variety of thoughts and feelings, but I really feel, and what I wanted to create was that the album was a journey, and it wasn't just a kind of one song here, one song there. So we actually agonized over the sequencing, because really just wanted to make that journey be the right journey from the beginning to the end. So the great thing about it is every time I do a show, people come up and they're like, we love Wonder, or we love Stranger, or we love Red Leaf, or we love... So they're... It seems to be that there is a song for everyone on there, which is a really nice feeling. So, yeah, I think there'll be something for everyone.
So the songs are certainly connecting with people, and we're loving Wonder at the moment. That's getting a good response. What are your plans? I guess at this stage it's a matter of getting the album out there and just touring and letting people know who you are.
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess the EP is coming out on April 4th and the album will be coming out in May. We've just put the music video up on YouTube, so people are now seeing the music video for Wonder. Yes, I mean, I'm looking forward to just doing as many shows and kind of travelling a bit through Australia, because there's so much of Australia that I haven't seen yet, and it's exciting for me to check it out. So I've we've just been to Perth and Melbourne, and I'm here in Sydney at the moment, but love to go to Brisbane and, you know, a few other places. So I'm just excited. I want to get it out there and get some shows happening, and I'm you know, hoping people will really enjoy it.
Well, we certainly hope that next time you're dropping into Perth, that you do drop in to see us here at the studios. We'd love to catch up once again a little further down the track. But as I say, we're enjoying that single Wonder. And Shelley Harland, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks a lot, Rodney. Cheers.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.